Welcome to this Back to School webcast featuring Forward in Christ Magazine's monthly parenting column, Heart to Heart Parent Conversations. I'm Nicole Balza, staff editor of Heart to Heart and mom of three. The beginning of a new school year usually brings a mix of feelings, at least for my family. There's always that tinge of sadness that summer is over, the excitement of a fresh school year, and the nervousness about what this year holds in store for us as we adjust to new teachers, new expectations, and new schedules. So what are teachers thinking about as the new school year begins? What advice do they have for us during what can be a stressful time? Here to share her thoughts is veteran teacher and current early childhood education coordinator for Wells, Cindy Holman. Welcome, Cindy.
Good morning, Nicole.
So first of all, can you just give us a little bit of background about yourself and maybe tell us how you feel about back to school?
As you said, I'm the early childhood coordinator for Wells, but my background is primarily kindergarten. Served over 20 years in the kindergarten setting. So those initial years where parents are first making that adjustment to back to school. I also found back to school time, you know, obviously very, very exciting,
sure.
A little bit hectic, and certainly a time of adjustment for everybody, parents, kids, and teachers. It is a time of adjustment.
So what can parents do to kind of ease that transition and help that adjustment into the new school year for their kids?
It's such a good question, and it's a good question for parents to anticipate before that first day starts. As you said, it's such an exciting time, but it also is a time where those mixed emotions can play in. It's a time of hopefulness. It's a time of anticipation of the possibilities of the year.
Right.
But then there's always those unknowns, and how will my child adjust to this new teacher, or you know, all those kinds of concerns that parents have. So I think there's a number of things that parents can do. First of all, while a parent might feel a little bit sad because they maybe had more time with their child during the summer, and now that's going to be different when school starts, really encouraging parents to be careful how they articulate that, to be cautious about that. Certainly what we want to share with our children is our enthusiasm for school, our excitement for them, so that they go at it with confidence and that excitement. So we can minimize their anxiety just by the way we talk about it.
Okay.
So certainly that's a good place to start. One that I know my husband and I tried for probably every year was trying to adjust those routines a couple weeks early. You probably struggle with those too.
Exactly.
Always was a goal. I don't know that we were ever completely successful, but it really is a good goal.
Okay.
And everybody does it different, but what we really want to avoid is that night before school starts and all of a sudden we're trying to get them to go to bed earlier than they're used to, and it can turn into a stressful time rather than a time where they're going to be able to get a good night's sleep. They're already excited about the next day, and then when we move the bedtime, it can make that last evening a little bit more stressful than it needs to
be.
So adjusting that as it works for your family, and even the morning routines too, adjusting those ahead of time. Having those clothes laid out, the backpack packed, all that stuff ahead of time, so it's as relaxed as it can be, so that the excitement of the day is a positive one rather than adding to the stress for everybody. Another thing I would really encourage parents to do, as much as possible, attend all those back-to-school functions. Some schools do home visits. Open your home. Welcome that teacher in. Look forward to that time to build that relationship. A time where you can share your child's strengths and your goals for that child that year. But a time to establish that relationship with the teacher. But all the back-to-school events also, where you can show your child how invested you are in their school year, how excited you are, but also time for you to build relationships with other parents, some of the children in their class, the other teachers, and also for your child to do the same. That can help alleviate or minimize some of that back-to-school anxiety because they know people already. So that can be really helpful. You hear it all the time, but nutrition is really important, especially that first meal of the day. Making sure that it's a healthy one. Your child might not be somebody who loves eggs, but try to find something that's healthy and gets them off to a good start. So they're not sitting there in the morning with either an empty tummy or one where whatever they had is out of their system and they're just sitting there thinking about how hungry they are. So really being careful about that. Also helping them with nutrition at lunch. If they carry a lunch, one of the things that my husband and I found that was really helpful, have them help you pack the lunch.
Okay.
It gives you an opportunity to talk about nutrition, and then if they make the choice about what their sandwich is or whatever that might be, they're more likely to eat it. Yeah, so that's a good one. And finally, the last one is, at the end of the day, when you greet your child, we're all tempted to say, did you miss me?
Oh.
But what that says to your child is, I was supposed to miss you. And either it encouraged them to miss you, mm-hmm. or makes them feel bad because maybe they had awesome day, they didn't. So instead of doing that, ask them a positive question.
Sure.
What did you learn that was new today? Or what did you hear today that you didn't hear before? Was there a friend that you helped that day?
Mm-hmm.
So helping them focus on the positives of the day to kind of really encourage that enthusiasm for school.
Sure, sure. Wow, well, that is a fantastic list. What if after doing as many of those things as we can possibly do, what if our child is struggling at the beginning of the school year? I mean, there's all kinds of different possibilities for what that might be. It might mm-hmm. be socially, it might be academically, just routine-wise, stress, just trying to get back into that routine. What are some of your suggestions if a child is struggling?
It's such a great question, and it's a good one to anticipate. You know, every child has strengths, and every child has areas they want to work on. So
yeah.
as parents, we really want to work on them. Probably one of the most important things is really, before school starts, building that positive relationship with their teachers.
Okay.
As much as possible, so that when struggles come, you already have that relationship with them. That is two things. It says to your child, my parent and my teacher both really love me and they're working together for me. And also you have that trusting relationship where you can go to the teacher comfortably and ask them about the struggles that you're seeing your child might have.
Okay.
Certainly trying to get at the root of the problem. You know, if it's, you know, for instance, if it's in math, is this just one area where they're struggling? Is it that the way that they're going about it is a way that doesn't work well for your child? Having that conversation with your child, and then the teacher certainly can help. One of the things that I have found when it's more of a social issue, maybe your child is hesitant to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're hearing or finding out that your child is maybe not joining in on the playground
mm-hmm.
or socially having some struggles. One of the simple things that I found has been very effective is talk to the teacher, find another child in the classroom that might be a good pairing with your child,
okay.
and have your children get together socially outside of school and help them to build that relationship
sure.
in a comfortable environment. Then when they go back to school, they've got that
yeah.
start of that. So that can really help
sure.
them feel more comfortable. So
that's a great suggestion. Thank you. Okay, so once we're into the school year then and things are going along, are there things that parents can do to kind of continue to encourage and support their child, maybe even their child's teacher as the school year goes along?
Absolutely. Anybody who knows me will tell you I have two biggies that I'm going to tell
okay.
you. The first one is read, read, read. There's so much research on the benefits of a parent reading to a child, an adult reading to a child, no matter the age, even after they've begun reading.
Sure.
Every day or as often as possible, reading for pleasure, that relationship building, the vocabulary development, because you're probably going to read something that's mm-hmm. a little more than they could read themselves. So
sure.
all of that is so important, but it's one of the things you can do for your child that contributes significantly to their success in school. So read, read, read. Help
okay.
them develop that love of books. And the other one is, of course, spiritual. Pray with and for your child every day. One of the ideas that I heard after my children were grown that I thought was a wonderful idea was a parent who every day when they were taking off for the day either would stop at home or before they got out of the car, whatever setting works best, and pray with their child. Some parents will even do a blessing with their child before
okay.
they leave for the day. But establishing that as part of your routine, that we're beginning this day with the Lord.
Sure.
The Lord is going with you, the Lord is going with me, and we're going to gather again at the end of the day and do the same. But then at the end of the day, when they come home and you're doing evening meal and you're doing devotions or bedtime prayers, whatever, pray again with your child. Ask your child, what's one thing we can thank God for today? Do you have a friend that maybe could use a prayer?
Sure.
Ask for one of those. And what is one thing that you want to ask God to help you with tomorrow? But encouraging that prayer life with your child is just really, really critical. But then do the same thing for the teachers. Pray for the teachers every day and let your child hear you thanking God for your teacher, asking God to bless what they do, to give them joy in what they do,
sure.
And to bless the relationship that you all have together to grow in faith and to grow academically as the school year goes on.
Great. Well, thank you so much. You had so many wonderful kind of gems of wisdom in there for us. So lots for us to consider as we start the new school year. Heart to Heart covered this topic of back to school from a variety of angles this month. Teachers of elementary school, high school, and college all gave their perspectives in separate articles, and a homeschooling mom shared her insights into her family's school routine. You can find all these articles and many more at Heart to Heart's website, forwardinchrist.net. While there, you can chime in with your thoughts or questions, learn more about Heart to Heart's authors, view other webcasts or podcasts on parenting topics, or subscribe to Forward in Christ magazine. Thank you for joining us, and may God bless your parenting journey.